What's up, Windsor?
Fiona McDonald and the beautiful Krista Klundert of Angie Goulet and Associates, and we're so excited to be coming to you for our first episode of 2024.
Can you believe, number one, we made it through the holidays. Number two, it's 2024.
I can't, it doesn't even make sense when I say it. It makes me feel very old. It just keeps hitting me over and over again. Yeah.
What year we're born in versus what year we're at.
I know. My son the other day told me that I was born closer to World War II than the present day. And I'm like, you're grounded. Don't ask me for anything.
I love it. That's actually really smart of him, though.
I know.
Really
he's very smart. And it works against me.
It does.
It works against
me.
I can't manipulate him. I can't. Anyway.
Yeah.
So 2024. No. I'm super excited about this year.
So am I. I think we're going to be seeing a ton of changes.
Yep.
A ton of changes coming up. So let's delve right into the market stats.
Okay. Because that's what you guys are here for. We're going to talk about what is happening. It's on everybody's mind. Everybody's kind of sitting, waiting, listening.
Well, number one, January is always an interesting month, as it is, right? Number two, we're sitting in an interesting time with the market that's going on right now. So
I think there's a lot of factors, right? Like, okay, so 2023, we were the bearers of bad news over and over and over again.
I feel like for the last 6 months, we were the bearers of bad news.
Right. And so I feel like we're going to be the bearers of good news for 2024, which is exciting.
I feel like for the majority of 2024, but I feel like in the beginning of it, not bad news, but kind of
hurry
growing.
Up and wait for good news.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. So here we are. So let's talk stats because the December stats are out. So let's talk that. Now, average selling price.
Not shocking to me. Like, no big drop, nothing like that. Average selling price was 514. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, we were a little bit down from December.
Yeah.
Not by much, but a couple dollars down from December. I'm sorry, November, because it was, anyway.
These are December stats, yeah. Where am I and what day is it?
So, but we are up 8% from 2023.
So here's the thing. We have talked so many times about how 2022 was, and 2021, the seasons and the ebbs and flows didn't roll out the same as they normally do.
Agreed.
Like, December is usually a quieter month.
It is.
With lower average selling prices. And that's what we saw here. And I don't think it has anything to do with anything except for the season.
I think
people got right into Christmas this year. Things are slower and quieter. Everybody just went into that seasonal mode. And so it's kind of a long, it rides along with history
for
December.
I think you hit it best. There are a lot of factors. I also do think that we did see at the end of 2023, buyers really trying to take their power back.
Yeah.
They had no power for so many years during COVID. And all of a sudden, it was kind of what I noticed was buyers said, no, I'm not going to give you X number of dollars. You're going to take my offer at X number of dollars.
Right.
And the negotiations really came back. It was like we were back to 2014 where we were actually negotiating. And I feel like that was a factor as well that may have brought that price point a little bit down. Also, are people being cautious and smart and maybe buying a little bit less?
Right.
When mortgage rates were at 1.99%, people were buying
million-dollar
homes.
It's free money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So there's so many factors to it.
Yep.
So good news is that we're hovering right around the 515. I think that's a great number for Windsor.
It's a fantastic number for Windsor.
It is.
Yeah. Nothing to complain about.
The stat that is most mind-blowing to me was the number of new listings for December. We had 301 new listings for December.
Which is so low.
Low.
Like we're down 22% from last year, which was low.
Yes. Which I think brings us back to people were getting ready for Christmas. And again, we can travel again and stuff, right? So was that it too? Also, like that's 10 listings a day. Wow. That's really
for all of Windsor Essex County. That's not
10 houses for sale. Yeah. So that would probably, well, that's definitely a seller's market, right? With only 300 listings.
And normally my phone's going a lot more over it. Like I have probably done a deal every Christmas Eve for the last 4 or 5 years. You know what I mean? And then like people are calling me Boxing Day, sometimes on Christmas, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like there was a real reprieve
pause,
over the holidays, right?
I watch so many Netflix movies.
And I feel like that's how it's supposed to be. And that's how it was for a long time. And I think like everybody I talked to really rested over the holidays, really enjoyed and had yes. that reprieve. So I hope you enjoyed your holidays and got rested up and forgot what day it was and started sleeping in till 10, 11, 12, whatever
right,
day it
yeah.
was.
Yeah. And saved your pennies, and you're now going to be calling us to buy a house.
Call us.
So the last stat we should go over is number of houses sold. So in December, 226 houses sold. So if we look at inventory of 301 versus 226 sold, wow, that was like almost everything sold out, right? So that too is down 11%. Again, let's not go over what December saw. Exactly that. People enjoy Christmas.
Shameless plug, though. Our team seemed to hold a good chunk of every time I look at a number of houses sold. Our team has a portion of that for sure.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Well, yeah. Interesting this week. Now, of course, we are in January. We're not, we don't have a time machine here. So 37 houses sold this past week. I think our team sold like a sixth of that.
Yeah. So go Angie Gooley and Associates.
Yeah, you know who to call. All right, so last thing with market stuff, next mortgage announcement, January 24th.
The 24th, so we'll be updating you on that. Hopefully, I'm trying to think, when will we be back? 2 weeks from now. Anyways, we'll keep you posted. Everybody's sitting and waiting. Rates are coming down, though, regardless of the announcement. Banks are making adjustments. You can get lower rates. So it's an exciting time, and I do think, like I saw, oh, you posted it. I'm going to repost it. It's a fantastic visual of what the market's going to look like as rates come down. Where they're at right now, you've got X amount of buyers that are approved chasing after one home, right? As the rates come down, more and more people can get approved, right? More and more people are going to get back into the buying pool. And so you're going to be contending and prices are going to start going up. So I think we're going to start seeing an influx of buyers for sure.
I agree.
The wise ones anyways.
I agree.
Yeah.
So, you know, it really is a wash. Yes, right now, maybe the interest rates are a little bit higher than where they're going to go, but the prices of homes are a little bit less.
Well, that's just it. That's what we saw when prices came down, too, is like up and down. Anyways, it all comes out in the wash unless you...
So I'm not doing a whole lot this afternoon. So if you want to call me...
Yeah.
Go look at houses. No, I'm kidding. I'm super busy. teasing. I want to hear your prediction on the January 24th announcement. What do you think is going to happen?
Okay, so I thank you for putting me in this position because I could very well be wrong, and this is on video, and you're all going to see it. I think we're going to hold.
So
that's
do I.
my thought. I think we're going to see a whole lot of holding over the next probably quarter, maybe into the second quarter.
I'm going to go on record and say I think the next three announcements it will be held.
Yeah, I think so too, and that's really good news compared to what we went through in 2023, right?
I agree.
And then it's like, hurry up and wait, because I think they'll start to come down later. This is what we've been told. Yeah. All signs point towards that, right?
Yep.
And so...
I also have a prediction that February is where we're going to start to see a huge increase in the number of listings.
Yeah.
I'm finding January, it's like people are still kind of holding off, in my experience.
And preparing. Like, you just got through the holidays. If you want to list your home, like, you're taking your Christmas stuff down, you're purging, getting it ready, because you just got through the holidays. And now February, like, spring market starts earlier now, right? February.
I agree. Yeah.
And so people are a little bit more ready, maybe trying to beat the rush or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So game on. Let's do it. We're excited. We're here for you for 2024. I think it's going to be a really great year. We're going to share some of the things that we're into, what we're doing, what we're up to, some of our, not resolutions, but intentions. Do you want to share what yours
is? Oh, now you're really putting me on the spot. Wow. Okay, so I'm going to say out loud because then it makes me accountable, right? Let's see. I've got several that I want to do. I think my biggest one that I just shared with you, I'll share it with everybody, with the world. 2024 is my year of no. So I have a problem with saying yes to everything,
yeah, you do.
Everyone, and you know, I'm always trying to please everybody. This year it's no, and you don't get a reason why.
You don't need to give a reason why, right?
I know.
And it's not selfish, and I think I'm proud of you for that, because I've seen this with Krista. She goes above and beyond, which is not going to change, but you're going to be more selective.
Don't get me wrong. If you call and say, will you come list my house, that's not a no.
That is the year of yes for that question.
But you know what I mean? Like, it's so anyway, so it is my year of no. So that is one of several resolutions. How about you?
Intentionality. Like, I can be super just like fly by the seat of my pants. And sometimes that works for me. You know, it makes me adaptable. I can pivot. It works well for the industry that we're in. Mm-hmm. But I want to be more intentional on my health, on my relationships, put certain systems in place, stuff like that. Intentional is the word for me for the year.
Yeah.
Discipline. I don't want to share that one, but discipline. I want to be more disciplined. I've got friends in my life that are super consistent in the things that they work on and everything. I want to be a consistent human being.
Yeah. You know? Systematic is a word that is on my resolution list.
Then you're not climbing up and falling down and climbing up and falling down in whatever area. It's just daily practice, right?
Yes. However, and now I feel like we're becoming life coaches. One of the things on my list this year as well is if I do fall off that ladder, to enjoy the journey.
Yeah, I like that.
Like, just get back on the ladder tomorrow.
Quit beating ourselves up. Be kinder to ourselves. Look at us.
We are
so on it.
I know. Tony Robbins, look out. All right. So let's just go over quickly because we are What's Up Windsor. What is going on in Windsor news? I think the biggest thing that I want to point out is Point Pelee is going to be hiring for the summer. So
what a great job anyone that wants to spend time outside. Like, that's a great job.
I think so too. I would volunteer to just walk that beach and pick up stuff. So
pick up stuff.
Garbage, whatever, okay. Gold coins.
Dead fish.
Yeah. And then let's shout out to the new boutique that's opening up in Kingsville, Southern Charm.
I'm so excited about this. We know the individuals that are opening it up. So yay for Southern Charms.
We will be there
for your grand opening if we're invited.
Yes.
Hopefully we're invited. We're going to take you on this.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
And the other one I want to mention opening up in Kingsville soon this spring is a new bike shop. I believe it's called Kingsville Cycle.
She'll correct it in 2 weeks.
But
bike shop. That's
specifically
awesome.
For rentals for the winery tours and, of course, service and buying bikes. So very cool.
Such
to have
a great
that
area
coming.
That I fell in love with throughout the pandemic just because we were staying kind of local and everything. So to be able to rent a bike.
So get your Southern
area.
Southern Charms, and then go rent a bike.
Yeah, I'm excited. Kingsville is popping, eh?
It is,
Okay, so Milo's Grill, great food. It was, it burnt down on Wyandotte, right? Right in Walkerville, but
that's
relocated just down the street at the old NOLA's. So excited to be there. We should go for lunch and
do
a podcast.
And have Ben come with us and take our picture.
Yeah. It's great food. So check out Milo's. Do you know, are the doors open?
They are, yes.
Okay.
I want to say just before the holidays.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's fantastic. I can't wait to check that out. And who doesn't like fried chicken?
Popeyes. There's a brand new Popeyes in town. The fried chicken and biscuits. So check it out at Buckingham and Tecumseh Road. So
before I was being intentional about my health, I love Popeye's tenders.
I know. They are good. They are good.
They are so good. Anyways.
Anyway, events. What is going on in January?
Windsor Express. I love going to Express games. It's good basketball. It's really good basketball.
And I believe this weekend is the opening game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So it's starting up this weekend. Super fun. I love that Windsor has that. I saw this on Windsorite, who everybody knows we love Windsorite. The Windsor Symphony Orchestra and the Dance Bar are doing a ballet.
Like a collab.
A family-friendly collab. I love both of those.
Yeah.
And they're coming together. So check that out. It's a Capitol Theater, which
I'm such a huge fan of the Windsor Symphony Orchestra. Do you call him the maestro?
Yes.
Yeah.
The maestro.
He's got such a great personality. He's got a good sense of humor. He's personal. He's engaging. And so I always really enjoy anything I go
and watch
has to do with the Windsor Symphony Orchestra.
Well,
big
now
fan.
You can compare him to the Bradley Cooper movie Maestro. Did you watch it?
No.
Yeah, I didn't love it, but you can
but
compare the maestros.
Cooper.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways.
That's about it for Windsor now for this weekend. Be sure to check out our social media pages for our open houses. We've got quite a few actually this weekend for you to check out.
We have quite a few, and really with Lakeland, I think we should bring somebody on to talk about that sometime soon, but we've got so much coming up with Lakeland that's ready to dig. We've got beautiful lots. bunch of different areas, new models, like super exciting for 2024, the product that we're bringing from Lakeland. So we'll have to touch on that more in depth next time.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So other than that, everybody, that is basically it. Be sure to stay tuned for 2 weeks. We're going to have a special guest, our first guest of 2024. Woo-hoo. Other than that, anything you want to add?
No, have a wonderful 2 weeks and stick with your intentions.
Stick with your intentions and stick with us. And thank you for sticking with us.
And call us or anyone on the team if you have any questions about real estate, because that's what we're about.
Yes, yes. And we will answer them. Yes. Yeah. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.